Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today from a secret location somewhere in the Tri-County area,
Ruthie Stiles with the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
You're still alive. It's been a while. Are you still working from that secret location that no one knows where it's at?
I am still working from that secret location.
That's what we like. And, of course, Ruthie's been working from home, but don't tell anybody that's where the secret location is. And there's a, even with everything going on, there's been a lot going on with the Partnership for Children. So I wanted to take a minute to check in with you and see kind of where we are on everything. And actually, you guys are the type guys that usually make something good out of everything. There's even some pretty neat new stuff going on with the partnership because of the pandemic.
Bruce, there is. Thank you so much for checking on us. We really appreciate that. We are trying to stay in touch with our families as much as possible. And so everybody is social distancing and being together apart. And so we're trying to do our part with that. And there are some really fun things going on. The partnership has a new YouTube channel. If you go to YouTube and search for the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children, it will pull up, and we are putting out some videos. Miss Kim Hobart, who does our Play and Learn groups in Mitchell and Avery County, is doing Play and Learn at Home. There are some other fun activities and different things. You know, there's some Sesame Street on there. Big Bird talks about his comfy, cozy nest. And so we've got maybe some tips for parents, got some stuff for kids, different activities. Miss Dolly Parton of Imagination Library fame is reading a bedtime story every Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. She reads an Imagination Library book. In conjunction with that, we are doing what we're calling Rise and Shine fun follow-up activities that are activities that come from the book that Dolly read the night before.
Oh, so you do those like Friday morning?
We do. We post those on Friday morning on Facebook. So a lot of this is Facebook and YouTube interconnected. And so we'll post those. We'll also post a video about them on YouTube. And we ask folks to look at these activities, get some ideas of their own, and take pictures or videos of them doing these activities with their families and sending them to us. And we have a fun follow-up send-in photo challenge. And if you send in a photo, you put your name in the hat for a drawing for a prize.
Well, how cool is that? And all of that, the place to start, I guess, would be maybe on Facebook or on YouTube. Either one would be a good place to start.
Absolutely, either one. And Kim is doing Play and Learn at Home. And so she'll have a video of different parts of what you would expect to see at Play and Learn if you attend a Play and Learn session. Maybe a story time, maybe a fun activity. Just lots of different things. So we would encourage everyone to keep up with us on our Facebook channel. You can go to our website and see what's going on and click on our YouTube channel. We would love for you to like it and subscribe it. Let us know what you think and how we're doing. And if you have any ideas for things that you would like to see, please feel free to let us know. You can call our numbers, our office numbers, and those are rolling over to our administrative assistant, and she's letting us know, or you can email us.
Speaking of the Imagination Library, has the pandemic affected the delivery of those books or anything, or is that all still going like it normally is?
That is still rolling. There has been no disruption of delivery of books. Kids are still getting their books, and how grateful are parents to have books right now? It's been very important that those books continue to go out, and the Dollywood Foundation has done an amazing job doing that.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, lots going on. Anything else we need to make sure we tell folks about that's going on right now?
There is. We are pleased to announce that the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina gave us a grant from their Emergency and Disaster Response Fund that will provide local child care staff financial stipends in recognition and appreciation of what they're doing for our community. if you are an essential worker and you need child care, we have child care centers in all three counties that are still open. You can apply for emergency child care assistance, which means child care may be available for you at no cost. We really want to thank the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina and salute our child care workers who have always been essential workers but now are really recognized for the work that they have stepped up and provided so that our emergency response folks, law enforcement, grocery store workers, and other essential services are able to continue their work knowing that their children are safe and sound and being well cared for.
If someone needs more information about that and they are one of those workers and it might need a stipend like that, what do they need to do?
They can go to our website at blueridgechildren.org, and it's on the very front page right there about the Community Foundation. And then they can also click on our latest news page, and that will take them to the application. And we have our local child care openings. If they need urgent child care, there's a link that they can click on that. We've got lots of information on our website. And they're also welcome, again, to call us at 828-682-0047.
All right. And, again, information about all this available at your website and also on Facebook and YouTube. Tell us, again, the website address and then the best keywords to do the search for the YouTube and the Facebook.
Our website is blueridgechildren.org, and if you're searching for us on social media, whether it's Facebook or YouTube, just type Blue Ridge Partnership for Children into the search box, and that should come up.
And there you'll be. Thanks to our guest today, Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.